What happens if you have a keli that's part wood, part metal? So if you remember, we learned it depends what's the main part. If the metal part is the main use of a keli, then the entire keli is considered a metal keli. That's even if it's flat and it has no teich. If the main part is wood, then the entire keli is considered wood. And then it would not be able to become tamei unless you can put something inside it. So here we have a wooden stick in our Mishnah, makal, a stick. There's a metal piece connected to it. Makal, we have a stick. She'asa b'roishoy, they would connect to the top of this stick. Masmer kemin chazion. Says the Batanura, an apple-shaped iron thing, it's called a chazina, and the Avdei Melech Mitzrayim still carry them today, says the Batanura, in his time. They walk around with these sticks. In Arabic, it's called aldabais. And if you've never met any of these people, I give you a bracha that should stay that way. You should never meet them. But the mice, as far as the alochis of Tumah and Tahara are concerned, tummy, this stick is tummy, because the metal is the main part. Remember, we learned about a ring made out of the almug, the coral, the wood that grows in the water, and the choysim out of metal, we said it's tahar, so says the Tferes Yisrael, over there, the metal is just made for niceness. But here, this thing on top of the stick, that's not made for niceness, that's made to zetz with. So the primary use of this stick is the metal, and that's why it's considered a metal keli. Vayter says the Mishnah, simroi, and here they knocked in nails into the top, so that when they hit, it was really ouch. So as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it, instead of this like apple-like knob, sometimes they put in nails, so they can zetz hard. But here too, the main purpose is the metal. The foot's makabel tuma. The stick was like just the handle for the nails. Reb Shimon says that she'asa by shloisha sidarim. The stick would not become tame because of the nails, unless there were three rows of nails. Less than that, then usually the nails were put there just for niceness, not for use. If they're there for niceness, so the metal is serving the wood, not the wood the metal. As the Mishnah explains, v'kulon, in regard to all these nails that are put in regard to any metal, if Shasan Lenoyev was made for niceness and not to use, then it's metal serving the wood, and therefore Tehoyrin Yartar. So how do I know if the nails were put in for niceness or they were put to hurt when he zetzes with it? So Batanur explains, the ones that are put in for niceness are thin, nice-looking nails. There it's clear you're not doing it to hurt someone, you're just doing it to make the stick look nice. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Im Osa Beroyshe, if he made at the top of the stick a menekes. What is a menekes? It's a metal tube, like a metal straw. You insert the stick into it, so it protects it from the ground. The chem bedelis, underneath the door, they would take like a tube, a metal tube, cut it in half. Imagine you cut a pipe in half, in the length. And then you insert the door into the open pipe, like. So one side comes up on one side, the other side comes up on the other side. And that also protects the door from the ground. Zakta Mishnah Tahira. The stick is tar, the door is tar, because the main part is the wooden part. The metal is only here to protect. But that case is easy, because over here, the metal was made l'chatchila. It was designed to protect and to stick to the door. What is the din if this metal was made to be a keli on its own, and later we use it as a protection for the door? For example, hoisekli, it was a keli. This tube was a separate keli. Whatever it was used for, I don't know, but it was used for something. And we say, you know what, let me attach this to my stick. Let me insert my stick into it. Let me slip it under my door so it'll protect it. V'chibrala, you connect it to the door only afterwards. So tameya, it can still become tame. Because this metal tube, this metal-like straw, I'm using the word tube or straw to explain to you that it's like open in the middle. But because it was, to start with, a keli on its own, that can become tame. And I didn't do anything physically to change it. I didn't reshape it or anything. I just attached it to the stick. It happened to be the right shape that I could slip my stick into it, or slip it under the door. So memela, it still stays something that could become tame. Me'ema sehi tarasa. From when would it become tar? In other words, what do I have to do with it that it should no longer be considered the previous keli that it was? So the Mishnah Meshamim, the Meshamim say Mashiach Chavel. You have to destroy it. Learned Perek Achoyvel in Masechtas Bava Kama. What does Achoyvel mean? You have to like do something to damage it. You have to damage it to the point where you can't use it for what you originally used it for. See the Lashon of the Batanura, Meshayeshechasana v'yivchay surasa. You have to destroy it. It no longer has the same tzura that it had before. If I would look at it, I wouldn't know what it was. The Basil is saying, Meshayechadeh, the Basil is saying, no. Even if it's a regular keli the way it was, you didn't change anything with it. But if you connect it to the door, you nail it to either the stick or to the door, so obviously you can't do with it whatever you were doing it before. I don't know, maybe before it was a paper towel roller. Well, it's nailed into a door. I can't use it for that anymore. Even though the keli physically didn't change. But that's enough, says the Beis Hillel. Once you connect it to the door, to the stick, and you nail it in, the Shem keli is batel. As the Lashon of the Batanura is, v'yatza midei tumasa, it leaves its status of a keli that could become tameh. It is now just a metal keli that serves the door. It's not its own keli. And that is tar. And the Tversi Swal explains, I think this is very important, just to understand the Mishnah. Before we had the Machlag Yisrael B'Shameh B'Sil. So we said, Haisa Kli, if it was a keli v'chibrala, even though you connected it, tameh it's tameh. So there it doesn't mean you banged it in with nails. You still connected it. There everyone holds it. Listen, it was a keli. Just because you connected it doesn't mean that it loses its Shem Keli. And then we ask, how would it lose its Shem Keli? The Bishami say basically you have to kind of destroy it. The Bishil say knock it in with nails. So the second Mashiach Chaber in the Mishnah, as opposed to where it says V'chibrala earlier on, means mamish with nails. Here's where the Bishil hold. You knocked it in with nails, even though you didn't change the Keli. But now it's bottled to the wood. So again, we have a stick. Has this like apple-shaped, this ball-shaped thing that they used to walk around and unfortunately whack people with. So the metal was the main thing, therefore it's tummy. They put nails into it. So also tummy, the nails are the main thing. Rav Shimon says only if there are three siddurim of nails. Otherwise, Rav Shimon holds it wasn't made for hitting. All these metal things, if they were made for niceness, not to be used, then it's tahar. The rule again, if you have keli, which is wood and metal, which serves what? If the main thing is the wood, then the metal doesn't make a tummy. If the main thing is the metal, then even the wood becomes part of the keli. Someone made this kind of tube that you slip the wooden stick into it, a metal tube, or a metal tube that goes under a door, that the door slides into it, so it protects it from the ground. It's tahar because the purpose of the metal is to protect the stick and the door. But if that metal was an independent keli and you connected it to the door, so we say, no, it still stays a keli. Unless, say the Bishamai, unless you mamish, like, just twist it out of shape. Otherwise, it still stays a keli, even though right now it's connected to the door. However, the Bishil say, if you nail it in, then you can no longer use it for what you used it beforehand, and therefore that metal keli, even though it was a keli beforehand, now it becomes buttled to the door, and it's no longer tamei.